Masechet Pe'ah, Perek Bet, Mishnah He. This Mishnah is going to talk about other factors that we need to consider when trying to make a decision if it's one field or not field. Mishnah says, Hazorea et Sadehu min Ehad. If somebody plants his field with one species of produce, Afa Pishehu Osehu Shte Goranot, Noten Pe'ah Ehad. Even though this person plans on cutting them and harvesting them at two different times, it's still considered to be one pe'ah. He only needs to leave pe'ah in one place. So the example that we're bringing out, let's say a guy has one big field of wheat, but he decides, for whatever reason, to just cut down half of the field, take it all in, thresh it, turn it into kernels, and then do, after he's finished with that, the second section of wheat, to cut it, thresh it, put it into, get it all a pile of kernels, etc. It's still considered to be one pe'ah, since it's one produce, it's one item, the entire field. He really has to only give pe'ah in one section for the entire thing. This doesn't contradict what we said earlier on in the Masechet, talking about the five qualifications that one has to have in order to give pe'ah. We said one of them is ulkitatoka ahat, that it has to be gathered at once. Technically, this wheat could be gathered at once. Of course it can be gathered at once, but this person on his own is making the decision. He wants to have two shifts. Half the field during the first shift and half the field during the second shift. It's not that it ripens at different times. It's all ripe together, but this person on his own choice is making the decision to do it in that following way. The Mishnah continues with another case. Zera'ah shenei minin. If a person decides to plant two different species of produce on one field, for example, he wants to plant barley and he wants to plant beans on one field. Afal pisha asa'an gorin ahat. Even though this person is gathering them in one shift, he's going to gather them all together, even though they're two different species, he's gathering them in one crop, he's going to process them and then put them in one big pile together. Noten shete pe'ot. He gives one pe'ah, he gives two different pe'ot. Each one of those species has to have their own corner that he's leaving over to the aniyim. He can't think, since I'm processing the entire thing as one together, I'm just going to consider them one. I'm going to leave pe'ah, one pe'ah for both of them. The answer is not allowed to do that. Since it's two different species, he has to leave pe'ah for each one individually. Now the Mishnah is going to give a hybrid case. Hazorea etzadehu shene mine hitin. Now, what about the situation where, as we discussed earlier, if he has one species, even though he's gathering them at two different times, it's considered to be one pe'ah. If it's two different species, and even though he's gathering them at once, it's considered to be two different pe'ot that he needs to leave. What about the situation where it's the same species, but it's two different types of that species? So, hazoreat sadeu shene mine hitin. For example, let's say a person plants in his field two different types of wheat. They're both wheat, but they're two different color wheats. One is a white wheat, one is a brown wheat. So, what happens in that situation? Do we consider it to be one species, so he only needs to leave one pe'ah? Or is it, since it's two different colors, we consider it to be two different species, and he has to leave two pe'ot? So now the Mishnah is going to say, asa'an gorin ahat. If a person gathers them in together, cuts it and harvests it all together, it's considered to be noten pe'ah ahat. It's considered to be one species, and he has to give one pe'ah that's going to cover the entire field. Shete geranot noten shete pe'ot. But if the person ends up cutting each one individually and harvesting each one individually, he's revealing the fact that he's treating them like two different species, and he has to give pe'ah from each field individually.